WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 23rd, straight up 6 o'clock.
Yes, yes.
Mostly cloudy, 60 today. Rain showers are going to supposedly go away by this morning. So right now, 46 in the NRV, 49 in Lynchburg, and 52 in Roanoke. And I'm waking up happy this morning.
Okay.
Good. I actually had the best sleep I've had in probably a month. I slept through the entire night. I didn't want to get up. And to top it off, it just made me a little bit more excited today. I didn't have to pay for my Starbucks today. I used stars that I've been collecting. I've been collecting stars for a while, and I've just never used them. I got a venti for free.
There you go.
And a venti normally costs $48,000.
Yes, uh-huh.
So I'm very proud of you.
The venti is the price of a Stanley Cup.
Well, that's great. So great sleep.
Yep.
You got a venti. It's Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, so you get celebrated.
Yeah, I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders this morning.
Good, good.
How about you, Monica?
I'm not.
Oh.
But that's all right. No, it's just been a, like, yesterday, I will say, everyone was out, and it was great to see people out and about doing things. And then at the same time, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many people out here.
Right.
Everyone's just, you know, floating about. So I was like, I realized I need to work on my patience with that. Because I was really impatient with someone that was trying to park their car. And it felt like they were really trying to line it up. You know that person that wants to make sure it was there.
Okay, that was me.
Oh, was it you? I thought it was you.
Chris, they want to park properly.
Yes.
How dare
but
they?
It was taking so long. And so it went from, okay, this is a great, you know, everyone's smiling and doing their thing, to come on now.
Yeah.
Just park the car.
You have to have the same amount of distance between the white lines on each side.
Yes, and they were working on it, but yeah.
But that's what
Antoine,
you do.
What's going on with you?
That first off, I'm mad at you, Monica, because that's, like you said, Chris parked that way. I parked that way too. I want my car to be even. But you talking about judging people is causing me a little PTSD, because yesterday I was called out because I was talking to some friends about how I order.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that I order every time, whether it's in person at a restaurant or it's on DoorDash, when I order a beverage, I order it with no ice. With no ice in it. So whether it's a soda, a sweet tea, or even a water.
You're not a fan of ice.
I do no ice because I get more beverage, typically. I get more beverage with no ice. And
I've
it's
heard
already
you say that.
Cold. And it's already cold. But I got called out saying that the servers, the restaurant workers probably hate my guts for doing that.
Well, I tell you what, I am hashtag team no ice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, as long as it's cold,
it's
I don't need
cold.
Ice. Yeah.
I will say back in the day when someone would request no ice, it would take forever. It felt like forever for the soda to finally, you know, finish.
Uh-huh.
You know,
now.
Fill in the glass. Oh, like, ah.
And I get extremely annoyed when I do that at a restaurant and it shows up with ice in there. I feel like they did it on purpose. I feel like they didn't forget. They're just like, this jerk's trying to scam the system. We're giving him more ice.
Oh, I was going to say, did you ever, like, hey, take this back. I requested
no
ice.
Oh, absolutely not. Because then I know they're going to spit in it. There's no way.
The problem is a lot of times, like, for instance, at Starbucks, I do light ice. Because a lot of the times...
Oh, that's the light ice?
Yeah, the thing is... Yeah, this is a light ice. but it's filled with ice, and then you really only have maybe half a glass of liquid.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's for a lot of things,
and it's
too.
Expensive.
Like, yeah, as long as it's cold, I don't need, like, a year's supply of ice for one drink.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy. Budget cuts. Because for the first time in 5 years, the value of a single lost tooth has declined 40 cents. 40 cents. According to kids that reported on this from the Tooth Fairy, payouts have dropped to $5.84 on average per tooth over the last year.
Tisk, tisk.
And it's worse on the East Coast than it is on the West Coast, because if you live in California, the Tooth Fairy loves you just a little bit more, because the kids on the West Coast are getting the biggest payouts at $8.54 per tooth.
Well.
And then the Midwest is getting the lowest at
$3.63 $3
per tooth.
That's a difference right there.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. Just because I live in Iowa, Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, and Hendrix, he's getting ready to lose a tooth. We thought, tell him this news.
How do you do that with Hendrix and his lost tooth? Do you pull it? Like when he has a loose tooth, do you pull it out? Do you let him pop it out? What's your strategy as a mother?
Well, he pops it out. And okay, he has twice he swallowed it. But you know that happens.
And then you have to search through his poop to find it.
Whoa, whoa. The commitment here.
That's a lot for $3.
You better move to San Diego. Have you ever had to reach in and pull one of his teeth out?
I haven't yet, but he does have a big one that is ready to come out. And he was like, oh, it's wiggly. So, you know, kind of stick your finger right there and just wiggle it for him. But
my mother was always funny when it came to loose teeth. It was like they annoyed her. The fact that they didn't just go from being permanent in my mouth to falling out one day at a time, the fact that they were loose, I felt like really frustrated her.
Yeah, because you probably complained about eating.
Well, I didn't so much complain about it as I played with it.
Oh.
So we'd be sitting at dinner and I'd put my tongue underneath the tooth, especially if it was a front tooth, like, and like I'd push it and that would drive my mother insane to where I think she wanted to punch me to knock the tooth out.
The way she was looking at you?
I feel like it crossed her
mind. And you know what? And you probably messed up some school pictures. Like she was like, I wanted you to have all your teeth for the picture.
Yes, it was
and
my
dang
fault.
It. Yep, that tooth was loose right at that moment.
So as a kid, I'm jealous of all these rates, these money that kids are getting. I got a dollar for a tooth. So I'm jealous of the kids in the Midwest who are getting $3.
That tooth fairy did not like, listen, I just got to swing by. You got the part-time tooth fairy right there.
Yeah, but as a kid, I was terrified of losing my teeth. I freaked out when I had a loose tooth. I dreaded losing my tooth because one time I had a loose tooth that I was just hanging there. My dad's like, you gotta get that out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad did an old school method where we tied a string to it and then tied the other end to a door and just shut the door.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You haven't done that?
Yank that tooth out.
Hell no. Like, that is child abuse.
No, that was like a fun little game.
Yeah.
You know?
What's that game called? Therapist?
Yeah, therapy.
Yeah, I'm in therapy. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, there's something I just can't do. Antoine, you can do it. Chris, you can do it. I cannot.
Grab items from the top of the grocery shelf.
That was rude. That is true, though.
I'm sorry, I was just taking a guess.
Yes. No, I can't finish a show. I cannot do it. Like, I have started different shows, and I won't sit down. I won't sit down and watch it. I'll put it on. It becomes background.
I don't even understand why you try new shows. Because you say it all the time. You're like, I'm enjoying this new show. I had it on while I was doing X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
Never have I ever said that and finished a show or been invested in a show if I'm doing other things. If I'm multitasking with a brand new show.
I can't stop.
Yeah, I think your problem is that when you're putting on a show, you're not really necessarily going to watch a show. You want to do other things while you watch it. And that's not how you watch a TV show or a movie.
It doesn't work. And I keep trying to make it work and knowing that it's not going to happen. Like the show on Netflix, Can I Tell You a Secret? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm going to put this on. This looks like something that will, you know, grab my attention. It's going to be great. And I believe that it is great, but I don't know. I fell asleep.
Right. So that's why I don't watch a lot of TV and movies that I really sit down and watch it because I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
So the only time I'll say, you know, I'm going to get into a series, watch movies and know when I have nothing else to do and I'm taking the time to sit down or lay on the couch and watch it.
Yeah.
I think for you, Monica, you really need to lean into those visual podcasts. So the people that have podcasts, but they have it on YouTube, because obviously you like to have something in the background that you can look at, but you don't need to pay a lot of attention to it.
Yes.
So I think a podcast, like an hour-long podcast where you just jump in and out the conversations and not focus.
That'll work.
And they don't connect to each other. I think that's what you need.
Yes.
I don't think you need the investment of an actual show where one episode transitions into the next one.
I think you're right about that.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. If you get the answer correct, you win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lodge Sports Complex.
All right, and today's question of the day is, the average American will lose this particular type of clothing 756 times in their lifetime. Angela, what's the answer?
Socks.
You say socks, and socks would be... Yep.
I feel like there's a sock monster that lives in our dryer.
Okay, and I wanted to ask Angela this question. Angela, can you give a legitimate reason as to why we lose socks so often when we're doing laundry?
I think they get stuck underneath the agitator, honestly.
The agitator. You obviously speak washer and dryer. What's the agitator?
The thing that's in the middle that spins around.
Oh, okay. Angela knows her way around washer and dryer.
Well, shoot. Yeah, I was like, the agitator. All right, I'm going to look at my agitator. Check it out.
I thought the agitator was my mother every time she figured out that I didn't. I think that we're losing the socks in between taking them off our feet and putting them in the hamper.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're being reckless with tossing them into the hamper. So only one gets up in there, one's under the bed, and then we find that one under the bed later and we try to wash it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening.
Oh, it is happening. And it happens all the time with my kids. I notice that we'll drop a sock on the floor and someone picks it up. But what happens to that sock? It never makes it to the room. Like, you know, on the way from the laundry
it's
room
in a pocket.
To the bedroom, where'd that sock go?
Another fun laundry fact for you, Angela, so you can take this with you into your day. We will do over 13,000 loads of laundry in our entire lifetime. 13,000 loads of laundry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but not Antoine. He's like, you.
I didn't start doing laundry until I was 19, so I'm down to like 6,000.
Yes. All right, Angela, you got the 4-pack of ice skating passes for Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton from K92.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
All right, I don't have the guy's full name or first name, actually, so we're going to just call him Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
So if I have offend any Chuck that's listening, I'm sorry. Just for the purpose of the story, this guy's name is Chuck. So a 42-year-old man was arrested on Tuesday when someone called the police to say he was causing a disturbance in a restaurant. So the police show up to the restaurant and find out that he's inebriated and bothering customers. Mm-hmm. So they arrest him, write him up, and then they drive him home.
Okay.
So like, sir, stay put. Here's your paperwork. We'll see you in court or whatever.
Hmm.
Well, he sits there for a few minutes, and he's like, you know what? I'm mad I got arrested. They shouldn't have arrested me. So he hopped in his car drunk, drove downtown to the police station, walked into the police station, confronted the police to ask them why they had the nerve to arrest him earlier. So they're like, let's do a breathalyzer on you. So they had him do the perp walk in the police station and arrested him for a second time for driving drunk.
Oh, come on,
so
Chuck.
He was sitting there in his feelings. He said, I want to file a complaint.
I mean, we've all been in that position. We have all been in a position where we got in an argument with someone. We separated from them. And we're sitting there, to your point, Monica, in our feelings. And you're like, you know what?
I should have said it.
I should have said something. Ooh. And you get up and you march back into the room to say that. That's what Chuck did. Except Chuck just drove to the police station.
Yep.
I should have told them.
Yeah, still drunk.
I think this will go into the record books of people that have been arrested twice within 6 hours. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We have to give a birthday shout out.
Yes, we do. Happy 16th birthday to Braden Brown from Greenbrier, West Virginia, from Mom and Dad. Oh, the baby is 16.
About to get his driver's license.
Yeah, he's driving.
About to be out going on these dates.
On dates?
16, driving, going to get a new car. I know y'all going to get Mom and Dad. Y'all going to get him a new car.
A new car? No, you get a used.
Brand new car off the lot. He deserves it.
No, you get
Shout out to Braden. He's been making honor roll since he was 5. I don't know. I'm just making this up. I've never met him before in my life. Happy birthday.
We just got another text from Mom and Dad. Says, Antoine, shut up. You buy him a car.
Hot Wheel.
All right. So have you ever bought anything that people were all hyped up about and just saying, oh, this is the best invention ever, and you bought it and you were completely disappointed?
I'm gonna have to think of that.
Yeah,
I have to think about that
one. All right, so I bought a weighted blanket finally.
Okay.
And I know they've been around for a while. I hear people bragging about their weighted blankets, how it's comforting, it's calming, it's life-changing. So
yeah,
I went and bought a weighted blanket, and I didn't buy a cheap one. I spent about $75 on it. I've looked at kind of the prices, kind of in the middle. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on a weighted blanket unless I really like it. So I bought the one that was $75. And I don't get the hype. It didn't do anything for me.
It didn't.
It was the biggest disappointment.
It didn't warm your soul?
No, it didn't wrap around me tight. It didn't make me feel like I was in a relationship.
Oh, no.
And then it's got the little beads in it, the weight balls is what I call it. And they all would just roll to one end of the cover, and then
maybe the beads felt you needed more love on that side.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All I did was sleep uncomfortable, and I was hot. So,
I could be wrong, because I like weighted blankets because I feel like they calm me down. I'm not necessarily looking for like that hug or whatever, but I feel like I'm super stressed or super anxious, and it's like someone's pressing down on me saying, stop it.
Yes.
Relax right now. So maybe because of what I'm looking for in a weighted blanket, it's able to meet those expectations.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, it did feel weighted down on me, but it also made me hot too, and I got sweaty from it. So I don't know. I was just disappointed in my weighted blanket, and I know I'm probably in the minority of the people that have a weighted blanket because everyone else loves it. I know that. But I was totally disappointed in my weighted blanket.
I mean, if you want to bring it to us, like me and Monica, we can bid on it. If you don't want it, and you're not going to keep it, then I'll pay $5. You pay $75? Yeah, I'll pay $5 for it.
Look, no, I would just give it. I would just give it to you guys.
I'll pay for A.
Cut it in half, Monica. We can share it.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
You know, would it kill the makers of avocados to put a different toy inside? I mean, I already have like 50 wooden balls already.
I see what you did there.
You cut that thing open of another wooden ball. I mean, really, what do you do with those things? Throw them around, see if your dog wants to play with them. Did you hear that Boeing designed their own brand of golf clubs?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're pretty much guaranteed to get a hole in one.
Oh, yeah.
Get it, Boeing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat?
Why?
Because if they fell forwards, they'd still be in the boat.
Okay.
Yep.
That gave a grin. I gave a grin for that one.
All right. So I locked eyes with a spider, but instead of killing him, I ran away and hid so he can spend the night stressing about where I am.
Ain't that a fact?
See how you like it. All right, last one here. What do doctors, physics students, and Android users have in common?
Oh, hey, excuse me. Whatever the punchline is, you're going to be rude.
They all hate apples.
Yeah.
You're honest. He's right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Things have been crazy for Roanoke City Public Schools. Closed again today because of continued social media threats. Now, the thing is, they said Roanoke Police Department, they have been working hard. I've seen yesterday they were all over the place, you know. But they said that they did arrest a guy, a Roanoke man whose online threats were posted to a Snapchat group used by students at PH.
Mm-hmm.
And so they arrested Stephen Carl Johnson, 35, of Roanoke.
Okay.
So that's one arrest. But I will say those snaps still continued after that arrest. So they're, you know, investigating a little bit more. That's why schools are closed again today.
And I know that those threats have made it to Montgomery County schools. And it's been the same exact threats. Like, they've been just copied and pasted. So it's not necessarily someone making those threats to Montgomery County schools as much as those threats are being shared within Snapchat groups there. So those superintendents, those principals are also taking it super seriously.
You
right
have
now.
To. Better safe than sorry. And just kids, just stop. Adults, I mean, my goodness. Just crazy. Yeah, he's going to be in jail for a while. Okay, so Kevin Hart. So you have your tour writer, which basically states, you know, things that the artist or the, you know, the actor, actress, that what they want.
Yeah, I've always thought about if I was like a celebrity, what ridiculous thing would I put on my rider?
Yeah.
So just to see if they would do it, you know, like I heard J-Lo does, or there's some celebrity that doesn't want green M&Ms. In her
I've heard
bowl
that.
Of M&Ms. I don't know who
and
it is.
Probably is J-Lo. It would be J-Lo for that. But Kevin Hart, his tour writer says a police escort must be available to and from the venue if needed. And under no circumstances are vehicles to be allowed to encounter any delays due to traffic. So no traffic.
Yeah.
That's on his rider. No traffic.
Yeah. And
you better take a jet to the show.
Right?
And another thing he has is that no uniformed police can pat down any people coming to see the show or any people walking in the back in the dressing room area.
Uh-huh. Yep, that and man-scented candles.
Man-scented.
Yeah. Y'all have any man-scented candles in your homes?
Yeah, it's called my Dove body wash.
Oh, Dove. Yeah.
Pool sports.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guy, a man-scented candle doesn't sound like it would smell good anyway.
Actually,
what's it going to smell like? Okay. A man-scented candle, actually, let me take that back.
Uh-huh.
Maybe something like freshly cut grass.
Oh.
Or like a freshly sawed down tree.
I'm also terrible sawdust. I don't want to saw this candle.
Which one?
I do have a candle that's a bourbon and coke candle. It's bourbon and Coke, and it smells like bourbon and Coke, and I feel like that'd be a man's
candle. I kind of want to smell that candle.
All right, if I remember, I'll bring it in one day.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is upsetting news that Wendy Williams, you know, she's been off the scene for quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she was diagnosed with dementia.
Oh, it's the same thing that Bruce Willis has.
Same thing. Yeah. And so she has her docuseries. It's going to be on Lifetime, I believe, this weekend.
Yeah, it comes on Saturday.
Yeah. And so you can see the life of Wendy Williams, which there's so many, you know, things that happened in Wendy's life. She had drugs. She had her, you know, her ex-husband, the drama and how he impregnated a random woman. And, you know, it was so much going on behind the scenes of the show.
Yeah.
And so you get a little bit of that during her docuseries.
What's crazy about this is that the docuseries was originally supposed to be about her return to radio before her health took a turn.
I remember they said that.
And they had to change the plan of it because she was planning to make a big comeback to radio. I don't know if she was going to go back to Hot 97 or wherever she was.
I don't know.
So I just hate that because of her health issues, all of this has just went downhill on her.
Yeah, yeah. So prayers for Wendy.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
And I just want to jump in here and help out all those whiteboard users in the world. The ones that have accidentally picked up a Sharpie and wrote on their whiteboard thinking it was a dry erase marker. And now your whiteboard looks a mess.
I hate when that happens.
There is an easy fix for it. A very easy fix. So the next time you go to your whiteboard and you accidentally write on it with a Sharpie, you take a dry erase marker and write over top of the Sharpie. Like just right over top of it because there's more alcohol in the dry erase marker than there is in the Sharpie.
Yeah.
And then it'll wipe off easy.
Okay.
It'll come right off. It'll get that permanent Sharpie off. Just go over top of it with the dry erase marker. Boom, boom. Brand new.
There you go.
All right. My thing hack is pretty simple. For a way to eliminate odor from your favorite pair of shoes, you know, you take those shoes off like, oh,
ew.
Goodness. You can put baking soda inside your shoe. Now, you can do that. Or I kind of like this idea better. You can also place tea bags inside your shoes, and the tea bags will absorb the odors in your shoes.
But I love my tea, though.
I know.
What do I do with my tea?
Someone has a moist foot like that. That's nasty. Okay.
Walking around. All right, Chai.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to help out at least one or two people today, because if you go to a friend's house, you're spending the night, and they just happen to have, like, zero pillows, or they're just uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. Oh, you need a shelter?
Maybe there's somebody. Somebody's going to the laundry room.
Okay.
Take out a T-shirt. One of your friend's T-shirts, and just stuff that shirt with more clothes and tie both ends, and there you go. You got a homemade pillow.
I don't
take some pants if you want to. Jogging pants.
I don't want anything out of someone's laundry room. Even if it's in the dryer, it still doesn't feel clean to me. I'll pass on that one.
You're just going to stretch that shirt out and ruin it, and when they go put it on next time, they're like, why is this shirt like 5 times bigger? Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. That is my pick today for the Happy Hour Triple Play. That also wraps it up today. So who had the best pick on the Happy Hour Triple Play? A quick recap. Antoine had Tipsy from Jaquan. Monica had Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. And my pick was Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. And I swear, remember when that song first came out, everyone was doing the Call Me Maybe dances. I think the ones I remember the most are the military guys doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're the one that actually started the trend.
See, now I need to Google this. I don't remember a Call Me Maybe dance.
Oh,
I do not remember this at all. I can't wait to get on the Googles in a second.
Because I automatically see Antoine doing it. So I was like, oh, Antoine knows a dance.
Yeah. I think it was a dance. But it
might be, and I was just missing it.
But no, it started off, I'm pretty sure it's some guys overseas started it.
Okay.
And it was really good.
I'm about to be distracted.
All right. Well, I'm about ready to tell you what you're going to spend at least 10 to 12 hours doing over the next few days.
Work shift.
When I tell you what you need to binge, it's not on any streaming service. I am sucked in. It is Who TF Did I Marry on TikTok.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I have seen the tweets about it. I've seen the post about it. I haven't actually watched it, but I've heard this is super addicting on TikTok.
Yeah, so I've been reading about it all week. I know people have, she's already had like billions of views on this.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you what, I started it yesterday. I listened to this for 6 hours nonstop yesterday afternoon. And I am up to episode 35. I had to stop.
35 of what? 50-something?
Yeah. Listen,
Lord.
Sis done gave us 50 episodes over a 3-day period of this. And this is so good.
What's the exact premise of this TikTok series?
So here it is. It's this woman in Atlanta who met this guy right before the pandemic hit. Okay. And they met on one of the dating apps. And on their very first date, she had a tire blowout. Now, keep in mind, she had never even met him or seen him. Uh-huh. They had only talked and they were on their way to the first date. And she popped her tire on the way to the date. And, well, he came and fixed her tire. Yeah. That was the first time she met him.
Chivalry.
And she was like, this man steps out of his car, he's uh-huh. gorgeous, and he's coming to fix my tire. Oh, I am hooked. Mm. I'm in love. Yeah, so long story short, they ended up quarantining together during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But you know all along that something's bad happening. You know this guy is lying, and you're thinking, okay, when's she going to find out about all these lies? Because he sounds too good to be true. He talks about all this money yeah. he has, but he does have money because he's paying all their household bills mm-hmm. while they're living together. But there's a few lies that she caught him in, and here is one of the lies.
So just so I understand, I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
What this TikTok series is she met a man, she married him, and now she's exposing all the lies that she found out about throughout their marriage.
Yes.
Now they're divorced. Okay, here we go. Here's lie number one.
Things that my pathologically lying ex-husband lied about. Every morning he would get on the phone with his brother. He talked to his friends every day in front of me. He would be on the phone laughing, cutting up like a normal conversation. I didn't think anything of it. Every single phone call was made up. He was never on the phone.
Making up phone mm-hmm. calls.
And when she was telling the story about him on the phone, I'm like, I bet he's not talking to anybody. Because you know this yeah. story is going to go bad.
Stuff gets weird in relationships and stuff like that. So, you know, I need to check it out. I need to watch.
Yeah, so here's something else he lied about, too.
The second lie, his job. He told me when I first met him out the gate that he was a VP at his company. He had been transferred from California uh-huh. to Georgia. His job was VP of a major condiment company, and he maintained that lie every day. He called me from work all the time, and he would pretend to reprimand employees who couldn't see that he had a Bluetooth thing in his ear. He would pretend to reprimand them in front of me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
My man went deep. So how can I, do I just search on TikTok? Who TF did I get married to?
Yes.
Do we know the username?
Oh, I feel like it'll pop up now that your phone is picking up.
No, the username is Risa Tisa. Risa Tisa. Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa.
Yes.
Yeah, so one more lie that she exposed. There's a lot of lies on the way. These are just a few.
Third lie, housing. He told me he was looking to buy a house. We started looking at houses. He showed me paperwork from Chase Bank, saying that he was approved for a mortgage for $750,000. Yeah. I watched as he put in an all-cash offer on this $699,000 house.
Ballin'.
I watched him sign his name to a legally binding document for an all-cash offer.
Mm-hmm. I say my man got some money. I don't know.
So, and what I love about this, she does little breaks, and you hear like interludes. She stops to give some backstory. It's amazing. So I'm up to episode 35. So search who TF did I marry on TikTok. Risa Tisa is the username. You're going to be hooked, and that's what you're going to be watching all weekend. Time to play Fact or Cap. If you can match Monica or I within three, you just need to get three correct. You're going to win tickets to go see Dan and Shay on March 1st in Charlottesville.
So let's say good morning to Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, Katie, it is Friday. Do you have any big plans this weekend?
I don't. Just heading to work right now.
Okay. What about tomorrow? Are you heading to work tomorrow? You're just going to chill around the house, relax a little bit?
I'm just going to relax.
Good.
There's nothing wrong with that. Girl, do it.
I love a good relaxing weekend.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's time to play Fact or Cap, where I'm going to give either Chris or Monica a statement, and they have to say Fact or Cap, and you have to agree or disagree. So who do you want to play with?
Monica.
All right. You want to play with Monica. All right, Queen Monica.
Woo.
We don't have to stay on this first question too long. I'm going to give you the
statement. Oh, here we go.
You just say fact or cap, and then we can move on if we want to.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to want to.
Okay.
The first statement is this fact or cap, Monica? Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth. Fact or cap?
There's some human, some would human say. Centipede kind of stuff here.
Does, similar cells to the mouth.
Similar cells, your rectum and your mouth. Similar cells.
I'm going to say, you know what? A lot of similarities right there. Okay, I'm going to go fact.
You say fact. Katie, do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree with her.
You agree? That'd be correct, and that's why spicy foods burn the same way when they're going out as they were coming in.
Oh, yeah, okay. And that's why we had little wrinkled creases. Everywhere.
Okay, all right.
You know what? This was see.
Too far.
That's what,
too
I know
far.
I did. You know what? Let's go to the next question. This Antoine, that's why you don't do those questions.
I know.
This early is on a Friday. I need to drink more coffee.
This,
go ahead.
This show is auditory. This
all right, Katie, I'm sorry.
Show. Okay. All right, your second one. You need to get two more correct, Katie, to win a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay in Charlottesville. Monica, someone who is 6'7" can see about 1,000 feet further than someone who's 5'7". Is that fact or cap?
That's cap.
That's cap. They can't see 1,000 feet farther? All right, Katie, how do you feel?
I agree.
You agree? It is fact.
Oh, man.
If you are a foot taller than someone, chances are you can see 1,000 feet farther than they
how
can.
How tall are you, Katie?
That's crazy.
How tall are you?
Katie.
I'm 5'8".
Oh.
Okay, so you can see 500 feet further than
okay.
Monica. Oh. All right, that's one miss. Monica, factor cap. Your short-term memory only lasts for 30 minutes, and then it becomes a long-term memory or it disappears. Is that factor cap?
That is fact.
You say fact. Katie, agree or disagree?
Agree.
You agree? That would be...
No.
That's
oh,
cap.
I thought for sure that was true.
Your short-term memory is only 15 to 30 seconds. Have you guys not seen Finding Nemo?
No.
That's how fast Dory would lose the memory. 15 to 30
clearly
seconds.
I forgot.
Yeah, clearly you know? Your memory's not there.
Well played. All right, listen. We're behind the eight ball right here, guys.
Woo!
We got to get these last two correct. In Austria, single women would put an apple slice in their armpit during dances, and at the end of the night, they would give that apple slice to the man that they were interested in.
You know what?
Is that fact
Austria,
or cap?
I hope that is fact.
you
know what?
Fact?
Put a piece of apple and eat my apple armpit. Fruit.
So you say fact?
Yes.
All right, Katie, agree or disagree? Armpits under the, I mean, apple slices under the armpits.
That seems odd, but I'm going to agree with her.
That'd be correct. And if the guy liked her, he ate the apple slice. But if he didn't like her, he threw it away.
Oh, gross.
Can you imagine there's probably one guy that was like, I'll eat all the apples.
Nom,
come on. Where's my wife?
Doctor's going to stay away. All right, here's the last one for the win or the loss. Can openers were invented before cans were invented. Factor cap. Can openers were invented before cans.
This is probably something ridiculous. Like, you know what?
I feel like this is a trick or something.
Yeah. So I'm going to go.
Yeah, this is a trick.
Yeah, I'm going to go fact. Somebody say, I'm going to open up someone's scalp with a can opener before. And they're like, oh, we can use it for a can.
So
all right, so
fact.
I'm going to say fact.
All right, Katie, do you agree or disagree? It's all on you.
Oh, God. I agree.
You agree? Katie.
No!
Oh, but come on!
So, can openers were invented 40 years after cans. So, the original way to open cans, you had to use a hammer and a chisel.
I still do that, though.
You no, still I'm do it? But you know what? I will say this. I enjoyed having Katie. It's Friday.
She's
uh-huh.
going to win the
weekend.
Tickets anyway.
Yes!
You know what, Katie? Let's
Katie.
Still hook you up.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You still got the pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay in Charlottesville, John Paul Jones Arena from K92.
Hey, have a great weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah, thank you for making us a part of your morning.
Of course.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And I believe that there are two types of people in the world. There are people that want extra ice in their beverage when they order from DoorDash or they go out to a restaurant. And then there are people that don't want any ice. We're asking you to text in to 52353. Amber from Blacksburg is an extra ice
person. Yes, Amber.
She said, especially with my sweet tea.
No, Amber. No.
So, Monica, you were just supporting Amber. Does that mean you are an extra ice kind of person?
Yeah, I like all the ice. Bring
but
on.
You
I
don't
like ice
sweet
in my
tea, though. Is that what you?
No, I don't like
just
sweet
like
tea.
Sweet tea.
Oh, I love sweet.
Yeah, I like unsweet.
Monica
unsweet
doesn't
with
like
ice.
Sweet tea at all. But so why the extra ice?
Because I mean, I want my drink so cold. I like my ice cream really hard and cold. I like my drink really
to
icy.
Match your heart.
Oh, you got
your
me.
Soul.
But I like all the ice, and so even with my OJ, and if I drink milk, I want ice in my milk.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's weird.
I grew up, my second family, it was like one of my close friends' family who kind of took me in as their own. They were an extra ice kind of family, so much to the point that they would order a cup of ice. They
yes.
order their beverage. They're like, let me get a sweet tea with ice in it. Uh-huh. And can I get another side of ice so that when it started to melt, they could pour more ice in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not like that. I'm a no ice person. Do not put
no
ice.
Ice.
If my drink is cold when you bring it to me, I don't need ice in it. We
I
are taking up
drink,
space.
You drink apple juice without ice.
Who puts ice in their apple
I
juice?
I put ice in my apple juice. Like all my
none
drinks,
of those
my
breakfast
beverages.
Juices deserve ice. Chris, where do you stand on this?
Look, I am no ice. If the liquid is cold, then I want no ice in it or very light ice. Now, when it comes to sweet tea with lemon, which is the bomb, Monica, I do like extra ice because a lot of times the tea is warm. So if you're serving me a drink that's warm that you can put ice in, then I'm gonna want extra ice. But typically, if it's cold, I want no ice or just light ice.
Lori and Chiswell texted in. 52353. I have to have extra ice in my Diet Coke. Other things, no ice, but Diet Coke, she needs
ice.
Extra ice in there.
And the thing with extra ice waters it down. Like if you have extra ice in your soda, then it's gonna water it down.
I'm really confused by you extra ice people. I think it's because you don't have a soul or you have a very cold soul and you're trying to balance it out.
Ice.
Bunch of evil people right there. Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande, I feel like they are no ice kind of people.
Mm-mm.
No, I feel like Mariah Carey's extra ice because, well, she's extra, you know?
That's rude. I love you, Mariah.
I do too.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
And no. Don't you come in here texting now to 52353 saying that your team no ice. Where were you 5 minutes ago? I needed you 5 minutes ago.
It's too late.
When people were texting in and Monica was right. I needed my army then.
Too late.
It's too late. The war is over. We've lost. We live in Monica land now. Oh. It is time for the binge watch weekend. And we've been talking about things that you can binge watch all show long.
Yes.
We started with Monica sharing the very sad, heartbreaking news about Wendy Williams and what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy Williams has a documentary coming out this weekend, Monica.
Yes, on Lifetime, so you can check that out.
And then we jumped hard left turn to talk about TikTok and this TikTok series of over 50 videos that's labeled Who the Blank Did I Marry?
Yeah, Who TF Did I Marry with Tisa Risa, Arisa Tisa on TikTok. There is 50 episodes. I am on episode 35, and I am in it to win it. And it is amazing. It's better than anything that's going to be on Binge Watch Weekend. I'm telling you that.
And what I need to do, well, what I need someone to do is to download all 50,000 of those Who TF Did I Marry and put them together in one YouTube video.
So you know what? Is she
and then
like,
I'll just watch it on YouTube.
Risa Tisa, is she like the next Tiger King? Like she's that distraction that we all need. You know what I'm saying?
Someone's going to play it in a movie.
Yeah. People are saying, oh my gosh, Jill Scott should play her in a movie. That's what
she could.
Yeah.
Wait, because and Jill Scott was in Why Did I Get Married?
Well, no, just because they have similar
yeah,
look.
They kind of look the same.
And the girl, the woman from Insecure, that show. But anyway.
Issa Rae?
I think, her friend.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
All right, so that's two things you can watch. And if you're like me right now, I'm watching a family-friendly show on Netflix called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
There's
an animated series. They've tried other live-action ones, but this one is just fun, it's interesting, and it's for the entire family. It's about a young boy known as the Avatar who must master the four elemental powers. So earth, wind, fire, and water. And so, he has to save the world by becoming a master in all of those powers.
So where's Captain Planet? Let our powers combine. I am Captain Planet. Captain Planet.
I would like to remind everyone that voted in for Monica 10 minutes ago. That's your representative.
Yeah.
But on Netflix right now, Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's a fun little action flick for the kids, for the family. So make sure you check that out. You check out Wendy Williams. You check out TikTok. For more information, all the trailers and other things for the Binge Watch Weekend, visit our I was going to say our station. You're already here. Visit our website, K92Radio.com.
Yeah, come by the radio station in Antoine. We'll go over it with you in person.
We got a TV in the conference room.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we still need prom dresses for our Say Yes to the Prom Dress. So here's what we need you to do. You and maybe your girlfriends or just maybe family members reach out to them and say, hey, we want to collect Used prom dresses for K92. So go through your closet, pull out those used prom dresses, and drop them off at any Blue Eagle Credit Union location. And I'd said this before, this would be a good thing to do with your group of coworkers. Just have everyone bring in dresses one day, and then somebody can drop
them
off.
Talk about memories.
Yeah,
you know,
all at one time.
Yeah.
So we're going to get those cleaned at VA 295 Cleaners. And then on March 23rd, we're going to open up our gown town and put all these nice, clean, affordable prom dresses on display at the Berglund Center in their new Bella Vista room from 10 to 1. And then all the money we raise, because all the dresses are only going to be 10 bucks, is going to go to Humble Hustle.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's something that's great to do because we all have, like I said before, we have those dresses in the closet, girls. And you know what? You think, oh, I'm never going to wear it again. What do I do with it? Because you never want to toss it out because it's still cute.
And right? I feel like there's always, at least for me as a guy, I'm sure there's girls that feel this way too. It's like, I don't want to spend a lot of money on a prom dress, but I feel like I should go to prom. And it's nothing I'm overly excited about. But yeah, I'm going to go to prom. So I don't want to spend a lot of money on a nice looking dress or outfit.
Yeah.
And just because it's there doesn't mean, you know, it's going to be super nice because you killed it when you wore it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a memory that someone else can share in it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And just because it has that little stain, we'll take care of that business.
Yeah.
So exactly.
You know, you go out to eat after prom. You like, you know. Yeah.
So make sure you say yes to the prom dress and drop those prom dresses off at any Blue Eagle Credit Union location. For all information, more details, visit our website, k92radio.com. Now, before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thang Nuggets. Now, I've used this one before, but I'm going to use it again. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including yourself. Unplug, plug it back in. Woo, reset.
You got to reset that battery every once in a while.
Yes.
So spend this weekend resetting your own battery. Have fun. Be safe. Brand new episode of The Thang Monday morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Hulu.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92radio.com.